The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Starting this hour, a good day with a Prince tune. This is off the mark kind of a little bit.
DMSR.
DMSR.
Stands for?
Ooh-ha.
Dance, music, sex, romance.
Your favorite Prince song at Good Day Show on Twitter. Better to say on Twitter or at Twitter, Victoria?
Either one's fine.
Yeah.
We are, as many people are, celebrating the life of Prince. By the way, I was looking for his real name, and I haven't been able to find
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Nelson was his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. What did you start to say?
This song is off of the album 1999, so it had a lot of synthesizer in it.
Yeah.
And there was a movie that influenced him using all of that synthesizer in this album. The movie was Blade Runner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's a big fan of the movie Blade Runner and went, you know what? That sound is kind of cool.
Huh.
And
yeah.
Here's how it came out.
All right.
Boom and groove. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen here. Where's Jennifer?
I've been here saying hello to you. Hi.
Well, I didn't hear you at all. What's the big deal?
You just step right past me.
I don't want to step past you. You're an important figure in the life and health of this radio program. Please, everybody bow down to Jennifer now. We'll all be fine.
Oh, it's that time.
Here are the eyeballs of this program.
While you're down there.
Use a pedicure.
Easy on the eye jokes.
Yeah, I know.
Boom, boom, boom. So Jennifer does a local New York, local Los Angeles radio program, and there's a lot of conversation still about the San Bernardino iPhone. Mm-hmm. It turns out this week the FBI paid $1.3 million to the person or persons who actually hacked into that phone used by the attacker. The FBI Director James Comey said as much in an interview that he did, I think it was yesterday, Jennifer, or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
FBI paid more to get into the phone than this guy will make in the remaining 7 years in his job.
So he never really gave out the price of what they paid?
$1.34 million.
He just said...
The Office of Management and Budget, anyway.
Right. He just said, it's more than I will make in the rest of my career here.
Yeah.
He also said it was worth it. So I'm curious to know what's on the phone. And I think I've always been kind of curious to know what's on the phone, because when something like this happens this closely, close to you, I mean, this was three blocks away from where our radio station is located.
Mm-hmm.
The show that I do. So... You know, you kind of want to know. Now, it's been interesting. I think I told you guys this. When we were talking about the great debate between the FBI and Apple, whether Apple should turn over the technology to help the FBI break into this phone.
Right.
On a national sense, on this program specifically, there was so much more support for Apple. In every event, every local event when this topic would come up locally in Southern California, it was a much different sentiment.
Oh, sure.
It was so the other way around.
Yeah,
they said, oh, no, we want Apple to help. They should be forced to help. Come on. You know, we need to know what's on this phone.
Right.
And it's funny how, depending on how far away you are, how your opinion changes.
Yep, sure does. Your opinions are important at Good Day Show. Twitter, help yourself there. The next item of interest has to do with who your friends are. I find this fascinating, and as we get closer to the real season, the real decision about Donald Trump, he is reshaping his image. But one of the fun things that has happened in the last day or so, this whole business about gay bathrooms or gender bathrooms or whatever they have. Do you
I
know
love that who, answer from Donald? Who do you cares know who uses the bathroom?
If Elton John were able to vote in America, who would he vote for, Jennifer?
Hillary Clinton.
Nope.
Yeah.
Or
Bernie.
No. Yes.
For Trump.
Yep.
No,
Donald Trump, and there is a very interesting relationship. When Elton John got married to David Furnish, the first congratulatory note he got was from Donald Trump. He has known them for years. He has, if you look at old blogs of his expressing his excitement about the two of them being married, it's back to what, actually, Victoria and I were talking about this earlier. How he's changing, and maybe the real Donald Trump is coming out here. And this, a lot of people
don't
like...
I don't think he's changing. I think this is the real
him. This is the real Trump. Right. He's very eclectic, frankly. I find him to be very eclectic. What?
February 3rd of this year.
Yeah.
Elton John told Donald Trump to stop using his music at his for his campaign purposes.
Well, that may be, but I'm just telling you. Where the first... note of suggestion or congratulatory excitement came from Donald Trump when the two of them got married. They've known each other for a long time. So he might say that because at that time, in February, Donald wasn't really exactly on the top of the page when it came to social issues like gay rights and marriage. He said some pretty stupid stuff. But I'm betting that that's not the real Trump, frankly. That was pandering like all politicians. He may not know how to run his organization so that it fits into the Republican the Republican cube. But he, I think, has some pretty interesting views. It's kind of like George Bush the father, who really you never knew until you talked to Barbara. Because Barbara, his wife, would tell you how he really thought about things rather than what he had to say publicly, like when he went off on his discussion of abortion. And I remember Barbara, I don't know if it was reading or seeing, she said, he doesn't believe that at all. He's very much in favor of allowing women to choose.
There's a lot of information out there that Republicans are some sort of awful, hateful class that don't like women.
Well, there are a lot of hateful people in the party.
Yeah, on both sides.
Both parties have hateful people.
There are hateful people out there.
Good God, there's too many people in the country who are hateful and don't have an openness, an understanding, a caring for people and what their needs are. But the point I'm making, I don't want to belabor this, is that I think you're beginning to see Trump more embracing a lot of the things.
So he's been faking it all along, and the real Trump will come out here soon.
No, I think
everybody
else is faking
it.
Cruz has been faking it. They all fake it.
Everyone's faking it.
Hillary's been faking it. She doesn't believe half
but you can see Hillary's a fake.
Well, I think you can see that.
Well, come on. I think they're all
faking.
Well, Bernie Sanders isn't fake.
Is it?
That guy's for real. He's really crazy, but he's for real.
Well, I don't know.
Faking, I mean,
he thinks that really that tax thing could ever be an advantage.
Yeah, he does.
What Donald Trump has done is run an election without spending much of his own money. He's actually played the media, who he's trying to show is so corrupt, and he's done an excellent job
of
doing
corrupt.
That.
Yeah.
And because they're so corrupt and they don't like him so much, but they can't stay away from him, he's been able to run a campaign without spending a whole lot of money and very successfully. I mean,
I think it's
not fair to say he's faking. I think that this is just another element now of what you have to do as the process moves
maybe
on.
Maybe faking isn't the right word for it. Adjusting, modifying, whatever word you want to use that's politically correct.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with faking.
Okay, you can stick with faking.
I just think that that he, deep down, is a lot more liberal and has always been much more liberal than he's been acting recently.
He's a New Yorker, for God's sake.
He's a New Yorker, and look at his crowd. We have a K Street lobbyist who does a show here at the network, and he's like, his crowd is, and this guy supports Trump. He's like, his crowd is all these New York liberals that we have no idea who, we've never met these guys on K Street, and we are scared to death of what
he's
going to
wipe them. He's going to sweep the town with a big brush.
He's like, and we don't know who these guys
are. What isn't being played. And this is the sort of wild card in the back of my mind, there is a very strong friendship between the Clintons and the Trumps.
I don't think that exists anymore.
I think that politics does strange things to people, but the deep down, is there a deal? You know, that stuff will float around for a while as a figment of somebody's imagination in the news media, but it still will keep us thinking, is there some kind of deal?
I don't think there is a deal, and whatever deal it is off, because I think Donald actually has had the victory, and he knows he can win.
He does, too. Yeah, and I think there is a lot of that there. Yeah,
I think there's Caesar and Brutus kind of friendship going on there.
Too. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy going back to his comment on the Today Show. I'm happy to see some compassion coming from Donald Trump. That makes me... I watch every season of The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice, and I always had moments where I thought, wow, he's got a big heart. I really like this guy. Until he started saying a lot of stupid stuff, I actually probably would have supported him.
Now, my wife was the same way. Loved that show. Watched every episode.
Is
now
a picture floating around on the internet of Rudy Giuliani in drag kissing Donald Trump? Have you seen that?
No,
but he is a supporter. He voted for Donald.
Yeah, right. I think there's a lot to this that most people are not... They're in denial about,
the thing that gets me is that and I don't know if it's the media or it's the left, but they make a big deal about these bills that if you read past the first sentence, like the one in North Carolina, you go, oh, that's really not that bad. But people want to do the shock value. They want to play on your emotions. Like everybody who is transgender is going to be put into some sort of fenced area and not ever allowed to pee again. I mean, it's like they were just playing on your emotions all the time. But I think Donald Trump said it beautifully. He said, look, this is an issue, and, you know, people should go to the bathroom wherever they want. I can't believe we're talking about it when we should be talking about the economy and immigration and national security.
Right. You are so right, Jennifer. Like, it is such crap to listen to this. But back to Trump for just a second. When he bought Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach and made it a private club, he was the first owner of a private club in Palm Beach to admit openly gay couples and embrace them. Palm Beach is like a lot of other stuffed shirt towns that, you know, they say one thing and they act different. It is one of the most restrictive places. I lived in Palm Beach. I was the host of a morning radio program in Palm Beach for 2 years, and I had a little apartment in a street that was sort of off the downtown area of Palm Beach. I didn't stay there very much, but when I was there, I enjoyed it. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was the gay couple who owned the place that I rented. It was a little house, and how wonderfully they had decorated it and how warm they made me feel when I was there. And all of this stuff that is aimed at gays and people who are different is so tragic and so silly. You just said it. There's so many more important things that are befalling us to talk about than this stuff. Come on, folks. Let's wake up, rise, and shine, shall we? 19 after on Good Day.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide-plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
It is 21 minutes past the hour. Can you believe how the time flies here on Good Day?
Mo.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Maybe I'm just like my father, too old. Maybe I'm just like my mother.
Monster hit from 1984, the number one record of the year in terms of sales. This is Prince, and When Doves Cry. This is the part of it I like the most. I get goosebumps when I listen to this song, and I don't know why. It always has done it for me, this song. All of the people and the accolades being aimed at the songwriter and performer who pretty much remade funk, a lot of rock, R&B. The next song that I like, and this is another 1984 song, opening track for his movie Purple Rain, is Let's Go Crazy. Get it done, Richie.
Another example of his brilliant guitar skills.
Let's go crazy.
You ever see the movie?
Devin, what's that?
Did you ever see Purple
Rain? You know, I missed a couple of occasions where I was going to go see him, and I remember once in L.A.
Movie.
Oh, no, I've never seen the movie.
Ah.
No.
They're showing
really
it last night on VH1.
Yeah, I will have to go see this movie. 100 million records plus 7 Grammy Awards. His health was not good. There's going to be an autopsy performed today.
It's a drug overdose.
And people say it's a drug overdose now.
What I find amazing about it, though, is that Walgreens was his drug dealer, the pusher.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
I mean, there's a lot.
Side note to that, with Obamacare now, there's a new system in place. I don't know if it's everywhere. I know for sure in California, I was assuming it was everywhere, where every time a doctor prescribes you that drug, it gets logged into a system that pharmacists are privy to. I'm surprised that this can even go on anymore.
Mm-hmm. I can't buy Sudafed without showing my driver's license and they log it in.
Yeah, but when you're Prince, you can pay off the pharmacist.
Right.
And what you might see is a pharmacist going to jail.
There was even speculation he was buying the shot that he had after he was on an airplane a few weeks ago that had to make an emergency landing.
That was last week.
Because, he was having an overdose.
He was going to go to the hospital and they wouldn't give him a private room, so he went home.
Right. Well, I guess they gave him a shot of whatever recovers you from a drug overdose, and people were saying he was trying to get that at the CVS again this past, 2 days ago.
This, by the way, the same thing happened to Limbaugh. This is exactly the same thing, although he didn't obviously die, but he was on to this sort of thing, and his drug pusher was
opiates,
the was the local pharmacy.
Yeah, but he didn't OD. He lost his hearing, possibly. Because
yeah, I know he lost his hearing because of it, yeah. All right, let's see. What else? From the movie, number two song in 1984, kept out of the top spot by Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Sign of the Times.
Well, that's a track from the movie, won him an Oscar for Best Original Song Score. And in my book of the best songs he did, this would come in at number four, actually. So we've asked, we have a live tweet going at Good Day Show, people to tell us what their thinking is, what their favorite Prince song was. Ernesto says, the one song that always hits me is Bat Dance. Let's go, Corey.
Let's go, we go with a smile. I was listening to it last night. I was like, whoa, I forgot how weird this is.
It's from Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson's Batman movie, 1989.
Yeah, I hated this song.
I didn't like it either much.
Do you remember the music video?
No, I didn't like it.
Prince was dressed up half as the Joker, half as Batman.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard this before.
No.
It's weird, though.
Roberta's favorite Prince song, I can't post it here, but my next favorite is 1999. Ramon says, When Doves Cry beats me every time. Jen writes, grateful I got to experience the oh-so-talented Prince in concert. Never will forget how stunned I was the first time I actually watched Purple Rain. Let's do I Would Die For You, Richie. All right, you got time for that here?
Absolutely. I make time for it.
Slide that in here.
You got to do the hand motions, too.
Yeah. I mean, every time you listen to all this stuff, you think, my God, yeah, there's another Prince song that I love. And it is 28 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking one-hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-600-1219. Stop living with pain. Call 800-600-1219 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's in it for you? Well, a lot of information, conversation with people that are your friends. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, and we'll be joined by TV food host Sunny Anderson. Jennifer's quite a fan, it would seem. She's a person from that community where you do the local radio show, right?
That's right. She used to be a radio person herself. So, you know, hey, from radio to the Food Network, who knew?
Were you just stretching? What were you just doing?
Yeah, I just was stretching. Thanks for pointing it out. This is radio. You're supposed to leave some mystery there, Dan.
Oh, I see. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, let's make sure we do that.
Yes, I had my hands high above my head.
Yes, good for you. We can all, wait a minute. Let's all do exercises. Let's do
really
let's
good, health by moment. The way.
All right, everybody, do calisthenics. Ready? Everybody,
okay.
Victoria, Richie, Jennifer. 1, 2, 3, upstairs.
Now, if you're driving your car, 10 and 2, people. But.
Okay. All right, so let's see. I just lost my train of thought. Edward Snowden.
Can't imagine why. Calisthenics.
Just a second here. Actually, what I want to talk about was let's do Snowden because I just mentioned it. I want to talk about Flynn. Okay. So yesterday, lawyers representing Mr. Snowden, who is the whistleblower. Wait a minute, where's my whistle? That's how we blew the whistle at the NSA.
From calisthenics to a kazoo. There goes our radio careers, everyone.
No, if that had Snowden done, he would have been laughed out of the place. Like, really? That's your whistle, please.
Anyway, so he's stuck in Russia still, kind of a long layover. He wants to go to Norway to collect a freedom of speech award given to him by a writers group there. But The Norwegian courts say, you come here, we're going to grab you. So he wants the courts to promise, please, that I won't get picked up at the airport and handed over to the U.S. because there's an extradition treaty the Norwegians have with the U.S. And as we all know, he's been chilling out in Russia for, what, how long has he been there? 3 or 4 years, hasn't he been?
Yeah, about there, yeah.
Yeah.
Leaking all those classified documents, exposing the NSA and the government. And so he's wanted here on espionage charges, which is kind of... does anybody ask any of the presidential candidates about this? I'd like to know where they stand on Snowden and the leak, frankly. I think...
That's a good question. I'd like to know that, too.
I would, too. Yeah. I think that Snowden should be given a chance to come back here, maybe. I don't know whether you try him or you don't try him. I think he did us a favor, frankly. And so he's not a bad guy in my world, but a lot of people...
Well, with 2 million Twitter followers, he's become a cult hero.
Well, of course he has. Right. Speaking of that, at Good Day Show is where you send your thoughts, whether it's about Prince or other things we're talking about. Help yourself. It's a live tweet going on as we have our discussions about various things, including what went on in Flint this week. I want to go back to that. There were, as most people know, 3 people charged this week who claimed for months the water test showed safe levels of lead. What you didn't know is that Matthew McFarland, who was the foreman at the water treatment plant, killed himself. He was found in his home by a friend. The autopsy was conducted, and they don't want to say what really happened. They're waiting on toxic
lead poisoning,
they say.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, from a .45 caliber gun.
Right.
That's the kind of lead poisoning that he got.
You know, that's the way they do it in Japan. It's the old school way. If you embarrass yourself, your family, your company.
Harry Carey.
Yep.
Yeah, you're done. Anyway,
three Japanese.
Michael, with a name like McFarland.
You never know.
I would rather doubt
it. That small Irish Japanese.
Don't be so small-minded.
Yeah. Actually, Sean's last name is McFarland. He doesn't look like a McFarland. I mean, a McFadden to me.
My son, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of his coffee-colored skin.
Well, wait a minute. Will you stop
racist.
That?
Racist. We're
why are you talking about?
Now, you can't say that. It's not politically correct.
Why? What we can't say anymore is he's a McSpick. We used to say that. That
yeah,
guy
we
is
had to stop that.
Richie actually is one who said it. I didn't say
that. Stop that, just for the record.
Whoa. Victoria's like, whoa.
Welcome to the show,
Victoria. Victoria's like a moment of silence for our radio careers.
Yeah.
Wasn't this fun while it lasted?
I may sound more and more off mic.
What do you mean he said that?
Oh, all right. Anyway.
Is that a nervous laugh, Victoria?
No, this is. I guess that's my awkward laugh that I just discovered.
Really? It's okay. You'll be out. You're among friends. You'll be okay.
We'll be hearing from my lawyer later this afternoon. Yeah.
Well, you're the one who started it. I was even nervous when you said it. And you said, "No, that's okay. That's what he is."
I'm suing all the way.
Yeah.
Good I'm offended.
Yeah,
good like luck. The rest of America.
Right? Exactly. Everybody's offended about something. Isn't there? What's today's latest offense? Isn't there some? Seems to me I saw something and I can't put my hands on it.
Transgenders in the bathroom is the latest.
Listen to this. No. Listen to this. The Harvard Secret Society president had to resign the all-male final club. Have you heard this story? Charles Story, the graduate board president of the Porcillian Club at Harvard, resigned yesterday. This was a controversy caused when he issued a statement against admitting women to the clubs. Harvard is notorious. You know, this is what makes me nuts about all these so-called Ivy League, these exclusive schools that are supposed to be so good. Harvard is a horrible place. It really is. And Yale's not much better. You have all of these people that want to go because of the prestige. Baloney. They are the most racist, sexist bunch. And this is just the latest example of it. The dean, whose name is Rakesh Karura, wants these all-male clubs to integrate women in hopes of combating the rape culture that is rampant at Harvard. Harvard has, and by the way, it isn't just at Harvard. This whole business has been swept under the rug. This is one of my hot-button things. Victoria, you don't know. You haven't heard me get off on this. This is one of my real when I have a tantrum or rant or whatever it is that you want to call it about these sorts of things. The way these guys get away with this stuff at places like Harvard is obscene.
Yep,
because they can buy their way out of it. They can talk their way out of it because it really is an all-boys club. It is just despicable.
And that's they can talk their way out of it. That's only if it actually gets reported.
Right. Yeah. Right. The women are afraid to report it because
of
what happens to them. I mean, these are the stories that you see on Law and Order SVU all the time.
Right.
But these stories are, and this has been going on at college campuses around this country for decades.
Wasn't there something yesterday you mentioned about BYU?
Yeah, Brigham Young University. Same thing going on there. And I took my shot at the it didn't go over any better than what I said about Florida, I suppose, a few minutes ago. But that was meant with love, sort of. The way the Mormons handle this is another just awful reality it's so frustrating because you know what the truth is, and yet nobody, especially the news media, they're co-conspirators in all this stuff. And it just, my blood pressure must have gone up, Richie, about 5 points here with this discussion. This is just wrong. It's just wrong. And yet, we don't do it. This is why, I should just stop.
I'm going to stick with you, yeah. Stop.
Yeah, if you think so.
I didn't stop. Okay. I'm taking a deep breath. One more item before we...
I can't find anybody on social media this morning who didn't like Prince.
No, you won't find anybody.
Nobody's gone, he was... What's the big deal?
Yeah, right. No, He was a big deal. Here's a big deal from Canada. Speaking of Prince and what happened to him, the health minister in Canada yesterday pledged to his country to legalize the sale of recreational cannabis by spring a year from now. He wants a federal okay to permit the growing, the sale, and recreational use of pot. All right? The new legislation is due. Let's see here. The law there now keeps drugs away from children and the money away from the law that they want to introduce.
Well, when they have one of their biggest city's mayors dying from crack, why not
make
pot legal? What's the big deal?
Yeah.
From a financial standpoint, you know, everyone, Bernie Sanders wants to tax all the rich. Well, everyone should just tax marijuana. It's everywhere. You cannot walk anywhere on the streets of New York City without smelling it. But so why not tax it?
But because of that, I mean, does taxing really work? Because it is everywhere and you can grow it yourself in your yard. Do you really need to go to a drugstore and buy it?
You have to if you're living in New York City. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of places. No, I mean, like Colorado. It's legal. Colorado's booming. It can be regulated.
But it's booming, but nobody at those pot stores can actually put their money into a bank because it's against the law, so they've got money sitting under a mattress. Really kind of stupid and ridiculous. I don't know why we wouldn't fix that if we legalized it, why we wouldn't
allow
the money in the bank.
Well, how do they know when they go to the bank that the money is from the sale of pot?
I don't know.
Well,
Does it smell like it?
If your company makes a deposit and your company sells pot, you cannot put it into your company's bank account.
How smart do you have to be to make a phony dummy company?
Pot store, and you put it in your personal account, the IRS goes, where's all this money coming from?
None of your business.
It's so moronic.
44, it is moronic, Richie. You're right about that. 44 after the hour. Like a lot of you, there have been problems in my life with sleeping. A lot of you have not found the MyPillow. Never slept so well, felt so rested. MyPillow is just for you. Kind of sleeper you are, it'll fit you like a glove. And now there's a special MyPillow deal. You've heard me talking about it for a couple of weeks now. Call 800-874-8985. Use the code DS and get a free MyPillow. You buy one, they give you one free, so you and your partner have a great rest in front of you, a great night's sleep, many nights great sleep. Call 800-874-8985. Use the code DS. That's 800-874-8985.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Coming up to 46 after the hour on Good Day. You heard me talking earlier about how pleased I was to have TV food host Sonny Anderson here, who hails from a radio station originally that our pal Jennifer Horn works on. Sonny, welcome to Good Day.
What radio station? What'd you say, huh?
I don't know if we're on the same station, Sonny, but I'm on KTIE, which is in San Bernardino, California.
And oh my
That's where you started, right?
No, I didn't. I actually started in San Antonio, but KTIE is actually where I stopped. That's where I ended. I was in sales there, and I was selling airtime on KTIE. That's a Salem Broadcasting Company.
That sure is. Yeah, Brad Anderson.
All right, so we gotta draw the thread here. How'd you get from doing a radio program to being the host of a television program about food?
Well, I love to eat. I'm an Army brat, Air Force vet, and the cool thing about that is you grow up moving around, not just across the country, but around the world. So I grew up with so many different flavors and foods, and then when I joined the Air Force, you know, that continued. And then when I got to New York, I just was cooking, and I brought food in to work, and next thing you know, I had a catering company. And then when you have a catering company and a radio show, you just want to tell everyone about it, and next thing you know, Food Network's calling. So, you know, fast forward. And here I am working with Spam, and I get to kick off their second annual Spamerican tour, and we're feeding people. And not only are we feeding people, but Spam is a brand that's been around for 79 years, and from the start, they've been down with the military. They've always supported them, sending like 100 million pounds of Spam to World War II. So as an Air Force vet and Army brat, it's really cool to pull this life and career full circle and to realize that I was trained to be a broadcaster by the military. I went overseas. I got a letter from the people that send something to any soldier, and now more than 20-something years later, Operation Gratitude is an organization that's doing just that, sending care packages and letters to military members away from their families. So I'm really excited about this today.
All right. You can go to the website, brother, operationgratitude.com, and see what Sonny is doing, see what she's talking about as an Air Force. Air Force or Army? Which I was not sure what you said. Air Force or Army?
So I said both. I'm an Army brat and Air Force
vet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm all over the place. And you can log on to spam.com/tour to find out all of the cities and communities that we'll be in. But 16 communities. I think we'll be in San Diego very shortly. And log on so you can come and hang out with us at the truck, but also find out more information about Operation Gratitude. Because if you can't get to the truck and write a letter that we'll put into a care package, you can always write a letter online. We'll print it out, and we'll put it in those care packages for the troops. Pretty awesome.
You are. Really cool. I've never met you before. I've actually not heard you before. You're a trip. Man, you've got all kinds of energy and excitement about you. You've got a great aura, an audio aura.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Listen, every day I wake up, I'm just very, very happy right when I wake up because I realize I made it through the night. I grew up with that before you go to bed prayer that was like, if I should die before I wake. So as a kid, I was like, wait a minute, I could die. You know, so every morning I wake up super hyped, super excited, and it makes it even easier when you're working with people that truly get it. As a military veteran, Spam, it's an honor for me to be involved with them. I grew up with Spam in the pantry, and when I had Spam growing up, it was just like one classic flavor. Now they've got over 15 varieties, so you can really play in the kitchen, you know, and I'm really having a good time with it. And this year, to team up with Operation Gratitude, I can't tell you how important it was as an 18-year-old being shipped over to Seoul, South Korea, working at that radio station there, and getting a letter from a family family that didn't know who I was, that just wanted to express their gratitude for my service. That was 1993, and I still know that family's name. I still have those letters in a box. Those people are very important to me. So imagine more than 20 years later being able to give that back to someone I don't even know. So I'm really excited about Operation Gratitude in Spam.
All right, OperationGratitude.com or Spam.com/tour. Sunny Anderson here with us. What a terrific spokesperson you are for this. Thank you, Sunny.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Systems.
Little exercise.
You know, 20 push-ups a day, and you never have to be afflicted with women ever again.
This town needs an enema.
Hold me close and hold me fast.
I came up here for my interview. It was as though I'd been here before. I mean, we all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner.
It's a few clips from Jack Nicholson's career. He's 79 years old today, Chuck.
They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know. I'm hot to try. The next woman takes me on, going to light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers? I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
I'm very intelligent. If you're going to give me hope, you got to do better than you're doing. I mean, if you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up. I mean, I'm drowning here, and you're describing the water.
I'm sure by now you know I got an informer in my outfit.
That's from The Departed. What a variation of the characters that he plays, Trevor.
Yeah, what I love about him is his low-key approach to acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, real laid back.
So if I'm partial to Batman because I love Batman, but if I had to pick my favorite Nicholson movie, it'd be tough, but I'd go with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You know,
I love that performance.
He is so loved by the insiders in the business? One of the reasons is because he has very quietly helped any number of actors, directors, people who were down on their luck. I know I went to a party at a house of a director a few years ago, and Nicholson was there, and the story was the only reason this guy still had his house is because Nicholson bought it away from the bank for this guy when he was having
really?
A time. Yeah. He does a lot of stuff. He's very quiet about it. He is absolutely lunatic, asylum, certifiable, crazy. And most
well, he's still it's interesting because he still attends Laker games, but he hasn't acted. He hasn't acted in at least, I think, 6 years now.
Has been that long?
The question which, you know, floats around is why. I don't know the answer to that question.
There's a lot of rumor that he's got some sort of
memory issues, right?
Yeah, early Alzheimer's or something.
Well, that'll happen when you do peyote every Saturday night.
True.
Shocking.
Something else every other night, probably, as well.
I just read the book that was very popular in the 90s called You'll Never Make Love in This Town Again, and holy mackerel, some stuff in there about him.
Oh, yeah, he's wild. He was wild, crazy.
But I think everybody knows that. That's not, well, that book's probably a little more startling than most people would realize. But he wasn't exactly a low-key guy, no doubt about it.
No, he's around town, to be sure. All right, so Jack Nicholson, we celebrate him and his movies and his birthday today. He's okay. He's not dead like Prince is. Let's talk about Prince's movie in a moment. Chuck Curry is here. He also has what's coming up at the box office this weekend. That's right around the corner on Good Day.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this behind-the-scenes stuff. Please stop doing those things, because I can't tell people what we were just talking about. It had to do with Jack Nicholson, though.
Pick up the book if you want to
know. Use your imagination. All right, Chuck, what's out this weekend?
Shower. I'll be right back.
All right, what's up this weekend?
What's out this weekend?
Yes.
Good question. The sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman, which is The Huntsman Winter's War. It's already opened overseas. It's not performing well. Reviews are not good. And it's on track to make around $23 million, which will pretty much guarantee a write-off for the studio. It's an expensive movie. Interesting, it's got a great cast. Charlize Theron, Jessica Chastain, Emily Blunt, and Chris Hemsworth. But there seems to be no
I can't believe you're not enthused about the Elvis Nixon movie. That's been promoted everywhere. You think it's a big nothing.
Well, I think it's more of an art house fair.
How do you figure that? Have you seen the trailer?
Can I explain myself? Yeah, it's only Huntsman's opening on 3,700 screens, and the Nixon Elvis movie is opening on 400. So they don't expect a wide mass appeal.
They basically
expect older folks like yourself to go.
Oh, thanks, Jack. That's really sweet.
I'll link you to the movies.
Thank you very much.
I just want to point out this is the 40th anniversary of Martin Scorsese.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.